today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, honey. How did the day go today?
Today was a Sunday.
Did you go to the grocery store today?
I did. I was going to the produce and the check out. I forgot the gum.
We're leaving this Sunday early. Did you want to maybe?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob Spiewak, yesterday at...
Hi, Mike.
It was 9:25 last night.
Yes, I didn't know if it was too late to text or not, but I rolled the dice.
Oh, that wasn't late. That wasn't late. I thought it was really late. I turned my phone off when I got a text from somebody, and it wasn't you, though. It was a robo-text that I got. Yesterday at 9:25, I'm wicked pissed.
I was wicked pissed.
Internet's been out and won't be restored till midnight 30.
That was the prediction from Comcast.
Do spots and mailbag will have to arrive in the AM. I assume that's the spots and mailbag.
It was actually so spots, but you know, I was pissed. So,
okay. Big thumbs.
Also, we'll have to talk guests on Wednesday. This is not, but he doesn't lose his sense of humor when he says, this is not a bingo.
I was so pissed.
And you're catching me after I watched it again. That's the new movie where Carla comes in and goes, no, you're not watching that. I said, yes, I'm watching the greatest movie in the world, Inglourious Basterds. I'm watching it again. That's a bingo.
Is that what you say? A bingo? That's a bingo.
I'm Sergeant Aldo Rain or Lieutenant Aldo Rain. Nazis ain't got it. Ain't got a humanity. I'm going to kill Nazis. I'm going to do that.
Let me ask if Frau Hammischmack.
Anyway, I got all
we
the
We should probably make you an edit of that movie that's only about 18 minutes long. Just your favorite scenes.
I would like just the first bingo when he is when he guesses that they are working for OAS.
Yes.
Please send me that one because I'm going to put that and overuse that in my sound effects machine.
You got it.
Anyway, talk to you tomorrow. That's what he said. Nighty night. So Rob Spiewak.
So that resulted
did you get your
in
internet trouble.
It was in and out for the next 3 hours or so. But I will say that between 12:30 and 1, I was yelling at a man in Bangladesh.
Ah, yes.
I said, do you realize it's not one day of inconvenience? You've ruined my week. You've ruined my today. You've ruined my tomorrow. And he kept saying the same thing. He said, I understand. I said, you don't. You don't understand. And I realized that it was loud enough.
So that's where you like confrontation. You like confrontation. You will go for confrontation when it's somebody in a land far away.
And maybe when I'm overtired.
He was taxed.
He was taxed. He was very, very taxed.
I asked
taxed.
Him, look, everyone listening right now that's a little bit tech savvy is like, hey, you got your phone right there. Maybe use your phone and use that internet connection. And he gave me an answer that is viable. He said that it was going in and out like for 4 minutes. And then I didn't follow up because I figured we could talk about this on the air.
If you really want to follow up, I have in the past set up my phone as a portal, but that would involve calling and having it set up and switched over. And you know what? I was thinking that's a half hour, 40 minutes. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean calling and having it switched over?
Because I don't have my phone set up as a hub all the time. I would have to add that to my plan.
Well, for example, what screwed me up in New York is when I was trying to get an Uber and I was connected to a Wi-Fi connection.
Yes.
You actually have to have the data service on the phone, which will work more efficiently for Uber. And I was hip to that by my daughter. Who rolled her
Do you
eyes
not
and said,
have a data
Dad.
Plan on your phone?
Yeah, I haven't had a plan, and it's just I didn't.
He was rocking the free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Wi-Fi.
It's just a question of turning off your Wi-Fi.
The classic honeypot.
And my Wi-Fi was connected to the hotel Wi-Fi. What did he say?
Classic honeypot.
And a hotel Wi-Fi is your classic honeypot.
That's like the grossest expression. They use that on American Pickers.
When you say classic honeypot, I'm not sure I understand.
Okay, you're a traveling businessman. You arrive to the hotel. You see Marriott guest Wi-Fi. You connect. Yes. You think it's actually Marriott guest Wi-Fi, let alone there's a Ukrainian in the lobby dressed in all leather looking at all your information and what you're logging into your key log for your websites and passwords. And then when you're done, you leave. You're like, oh, that was a great stay. And that Wi-Fi was super fast.
Yeah.
And then weeks later, you're like, oh.
Then everything a guy comes up to the front desk and says, hello, my name is Mike O'Meara and I'm here for my hometown.
Then let me ask you this question. If Ukrainian man has stolen identity based on stay at Marriott Hotel in Brooklyn, let me ask you this, Mr. Man.
Yes.
What is better alternative when one brings computer to hotel room? How does one do that? Does one have proprietary hotspot that he brings with him? How does one do it?
Asks at front desk.
Well, I don't understand how
the
one
front
asks
desk
the front
will
desk.
Provide you
and
code
then you
and name.
And splash the pot.
Whenever the F you please.
I splashed the pot. I've been to many, many hotels, and, you know, I don't see men in leather in front. I do that. You know, I see Uber driver from all over world, primarily Sikhs from India. If you want to know truth, every limo driver in New York, Sikh from India, just asking, because I learned from one driver. I didn't tell you this.
Yes.
I had a discussion with a Sikh 23-year-old Sikh Uber driver that was absolutely enlightening. He told me all about his religion. He said he has never had a more satisfying Uber ride because he was able to get someone who was curious and ask questions. And I did. And I asked questions. If you want to know how to recognize a Sikh, they usually, a lot of people, especially in this country, mistake them for Muslims.
Yes.
But Muslims don't wear turbans. The Sikh men wear a turban. On their head, and they also all have metal, it looks like sterling silver, or it's some sort of metal bracelet. It's a beautiful metal shiny bracelet that they have, and that indicates that they are Sikhs. And
forgive my naivete, are they all bearded?
Yes, they are. They are bearded. And now, you have exceptions to the rule. There are certain Sikh men, I'm sure, that do not practice the letter of the law religion.
The
so you might
Sikhs.
Not necessarily... The hipster Sikhs.
With the goatee.
And the mustache and the curly Q.
Wax mustache.
So my next Uber driver... it was a taxi cab driver who was also a Sikh. And I knew that from my previous discussion with the Sikh driver of the Uber. And I got into the front. My daughter was in the back. And I got in his cab. And I mentioned, Catherine, this is a Sikh. I can tell by that. And I learned all about the religion. And then the older man, whose grasp of the English language was not nearly as effective as the previous Sikh driver, launched into a passionate description of Sikhs in Northern California that worked agriculture, but he said it in such a way that it was like, and I was sitting there, and I got out and I looked at Catherine. I said, did you understand a word that was said? He was very happy.
Sure.
Because at the end, he said, thank you, my friend. Thank you very much for listening to me. And I did not understand a word he said. I completely got the religion. Now, you couldn't test me on it because I don't remember everything that was
Sikh
said.
Is it Sikh and Hindu then, the two?
It's Sikh. There's the Sikh religion. There's the Hindu religion.
Yes.
There's the Muslim religion.
Yes.
And the Sikh population is
Northern
in India.
Northern India or Southern India or Western
India? I don't remember that. Don't ask me difficult questions. It's very hard to do that. But the Sikh worship, they have a meal, a community meal that all are welcome to. And then the guru will, I believe that's the name for their religious leaders, but yes. I could be wrong about that.
I'm sure it's fine.
I'm sure it's just fine. They get up and someone speaks and it's a lovely
is
religion.
Is it traditional food at the meal, did you ask?
I didn't ask about
which
the
is the god with the six arms?
Shiva.
That's Krishna.
Shiva, thank you.
Who is it? What pony?
Shiva. That's from Shiva. Hindu.
Hindu. Yeah.
Shiva.
Shiva. Okay. So it was.
I see a lot of statues of that in yoga studios.
And
it was multicultural, yeah. And it was enlightening, and I felt very good to be talking to the.
Did he have you're still exploring churches. Are you going to consider Sikhdom?
No, I went down because Carla wants to start going again when we get back down to Florida. So I did my search again. And just couldn't even get by the mission statements. I just couldn't. Couldn't get by the No. I mean, I.
Will you stay home and send her and the boy off to church?
I don't know. I mean, I'm wide open. We're looking for anything.
Has she tried Mass for Shut-Ins? That's a wonderful television program.
Yeah, Mass for Shut-Ins. My mom might have watched that. Mass for
I think every mom watches it in the morning, right?
I'm a seeker. I'm still seeking, you know?
That's a pun.
Unfortunately, the guy that I sought out, that I found, ended up being a tremendous disappointment.
Yes.
You know, I can't go into the details of that because I wouldn't want to violate a privacy, but perhaps I can communicate with Mime.
Okay.
What was the problem with the previous, when I was seeking the previous man that we found?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, there you go. Maybe that's what did it.
Right. You're lucky. Lucky he didn't have six arms.
Just a man, flesh and bone.
That's all.
With the emphasis on the bone. But it was,
So noun and a verb.
No, a lot of them are, here's what I don't get by. And by the way, your religious preferences, if you're listening to my voice right now, are your own.
Yes.
And feel free. I do not judge me based on my, what might be your cup of tea is not my cup of tea. The first thing I will back off from is when they say the Bible is the undisputed word of God.
Heavyweight champion of the world.
That's right.
That's that when they say that means that they're interpreting everything kind of through the Bible
that
and literally
and tithe.
And stuff.
Yeah.
And tithing is another. Well, tithing comes later usually.
I mean, you know, that's a tax.
That's once they get when you in.
Yeah.
They get you in and then they want 10% of your money.
That's right. I don't mind tithe, but tithe, I don't have enough for that.
Tithing is not my my
I use tithe pods.
Tithe pods. Do you go anywhere? Do you go anywhere regularly?
No, we did go for a while to a Methodist church. And the kids were baptized at that. You know, it doesn't even count. I don't know.
But we
didn't like the administration changed, and we didn't like the new guy.
I feel
as
like
much.
A Methodist is a like the minivan of Catholicism, right?
It's really very different than Catholicism.
It's not Catholicism because it's Protestantism.
Yeah, I mean they can marry and
what
everything.
What does this have to do with our prostate?
it's Protestants, you know. And
yeah.
And we were a Lutheran, Episcopalian hybrid, and obviously the fact that they combined both religions, you had to have a very special
that's like your PT
pastor
Cruiser
that could do that.
Of religions,
exactly.
Lutheran. Oh, yeah. They have fun,
and as Ron Bennington would say, of course, Lutheranism was founded by Luther Vandross.
Speaking of Ron Bennington, do you know what I saw in New York when I was there?
What?
I saw an actual ad for Two Boots.
Did you really?
Two Boots. Hey. Ron Bennington's the only person that ever got a pizza delivered to the studio and said, look at that son of a bitch. Well, that's how much he loved pizza.
And what was so great is that anytime they get a caller about anything that regarded food, you go, hey, why'd you call? Now I'm hungry.
No, but I am still seeking in all the places. There are a lot of places, I don't know if you've noticed, that are in strip malls, and you know there are lots of shortage of religion. You know why there's no shortage of religion in America?
Why
there's no shortage of religion in America? Because we're all seeking.
We all need
because
help.
We all need help. We're all stressed out, and the people that run it in a lot of cases, it's a pretty easy way to make a living.
Because you can say
they don't pay taxes, and they can say I'm connected with the man upstairs. Give me your money.
Mike,
that's the way I look.
People are dying to be entertained.
That's absolutely it. But you know, I'm not sure.
Could you find yourself going to one of the churches? And Carrie has done some babysitting for this church that meets in a movie theater. Could you go to a movie theater church?
Right now, when I get back to Florida, I'm leaning towards the Titleist Church.
The
Church of the Immaculate Titleist.
Hail to thee, Pro V1.
Church of the Amazing TaylorMade Driver. That's it. That's what I might be doing.
Don't you think? I feel like if. I don't begrudge anybody for finding some sort of community.
Sure.
Because it's important as well.
I think it's wonderful.
Friendships.
And they do a lot of good in the community, these organizations.
Some may say that some people are better off just going it alone. Mm-hmm. And by that I mean, if you have the wherewithal to be self-aware enough to say, I'm going to do good by maybe feeding the homeless, helping out in the local a soup kitchen, anything like that, buying a fruitcake.
That's true.
Maybe that's how you you exude your goodwill and put man forward, bring him forward in life.
In that light, let me give my sermon of the day. Yes. I will give my sermon of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the times that we think about buying tickets to the Murder Mystery 1980 show.
That's right. You know, Mike, murder
Please,
might be a
for
sin.
The love of God, Jesus Christ,
murder might be a sin.
Can you buy those tickets, for Christ's sake?
However, seeing a show about murder is actually doing the work of God.
Absolutely. Amen.
We have comedians to feed.
We do.
Yes, there are comedians to feed, so get on it, all right? And, you know, next time we're going to debut those tickets, we're not going to bring in the silent mug of Rob Mayer, the silent monk that comes in, you know, who's like, yeah, you can see the show anywhere. Anyway, that's...
But really, it's a good program, and I really hope you buy tickets, Joe.
You gonna be there, Joe?
Yeah, I'll be there, Rob.
You're going to play your famous role of, I think you're like an MC or a host in this show.
How's everybody doing?
You're going to win.
Amen. Through Christ our Lord.
Hey, mailbag coming up next. Start the damn show. We're running late.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now, in a desperate attempt to fill 24 hours of programming, here's some bullshit that happened somewhere today. We've got some footage here of the bullshit, which began just after 3 o'clock this afternoon, when residents in this neighborhood were shocked to see this fairly common thing happening. An attractive witness described the event in breathless terms.
I went to my window and I was like, whoa, there's some bullshit happening.
That happened right over there. I'm an older man, so you can trust what I say.
Authorities in special uniforms rushed to the scene to stand around while our cameras filmed them. Our reporter Keith Collins joins us now live from the scene of the bullshit through the use of expensive technology. Good to be with you again, Keith. We have a colorful graphic here that shows instances of bullshit like this are on the rise. Is that right?
Yes, although why is unclear. Some say it's because of one f***ing reason. Others say it's because of some other f***ing reason. I talked to this random expert on the subject who told me this thing you're about to hear him say right after he points at a piece of paper.
I spent my entire life attending the nation's most prestigious schools to talk about bullshit like this. I'm really just happy to be on TV.
Now let's see if we can drag this out a little longer by showing emails written by some of our viewers. I once saw some stuff kind of like the shit you're talking about happen. I have nothing more to add. Another person says, I am angry that things like this happen. I get mad about every bullshit thing I see. So obviously a lot of opinions there to make this story seem somewhat meaningful.
Oh, absolutely, Glenn. This bullshit has some broader implications. Here's a list of tips on how to avoid bullshit happening to you.
And here's some footage of Congress.
Yes, I see that.
Well, thank you, Keith. Let us know if there are any updates on this bullshit story from there.
There's no way there will be.
Very good. We'll check back with you in an hour anyway.
I'm just some f***ing guy.
When we return, we'll look at live footage of a car chase taken from a helicopter and free associate about what's going on.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village studios. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS is always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide-open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We'd like to welcome a new sponsor. It's called Talkspace. Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere in any time. All you need is a computer with internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past. And it is wonderfully cost-effective as well. I bet you can't imagine fitting anything else into your busy schedule. With Talkspace, therapy is as easy as sending your therapist a message. Get something off your chest wherever, whenever you need to. Talk about everyday challenges at work or at home, or just chat about life. There are no extra commutes, no leaving the office, and no judgment.
You talk with the same therapist every single time. Having a therapist simply provides you a designated person for you to talk to. Therapy helps. It really does. And in this day and age, we talk about how difficult it is for some people. And for someone who is trained to listen and to help you make positive changes, you can't miss. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges that we all face. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy. Therapy can be very, very expensive. All you have to do is go to Talkspace.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS to get $45 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's TMOS and Talkspace.com/TMOS. Start feeling better today. It's helpful and it's helped so many people. Michael Phelps is somebody who's involved with Talkspace and talks about how great it's been for him. And we really welcome them. We're very, very excited to have them as an advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show. So without further ado, it's not about us. It's about you, ladies and gentlemen. So let's get right to it.
It's about you.
That's right. And then after we get done with this, we'll talk about the hurricane. Hello, guys. First letter, I'd like to give my big brother, Troy, a birthday shout-out. He turned the big 5-1 last Tuesday. I couldn't ask for a better big brother. I wish he said bigger. That would have sounded so good.
Better, bigger brother.
I couldn't ask for a better, bigger brother, Dr. Lecter. He's always stood by me over the years, even if he did pull the typical mean big brother pranks to embarrass his tween sister, like foisting a bag of feminine product up the front yard flagpole for everyone to see. Yes, that really happened.
That's terrific.
I also ran across what I think is a good evergreen candidate for Rob's audio vault. Given Mike's affinity for bluegrass music, I thought he might appreciate this cover of AC/DC's Thunderstruck. Rob has the tape. I've heard it a million times. I love this.
It's so great.
This is Thunderstruck and the bluegrass version. That's from Megan Milligan in Las Vegas, Nevada. P.S. I saw Ponyboy on camera for the first time a few weeks ago, and I'm curious about two things. Number one, is Matt Bloom Jewish? And number two, is he still single? Well, let's put him on from the control booth. Mr. Bloom, would you answer those two questions, please?
Absolutely. I am not Jewish, and I am single.
Hey.
There you go.
Yeah.
I could answer the second one.
Are you willing to convert?
No.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Next letter says, hi, guys.
Do some work.
I seem to forget to do this every year, but not this time. My sister, Dixie Normass. she'll turn 68 years. She'll turn 60. Have you seen the South Carolina governor?
Yes.
He's been on TV a lot.
Yeah.
Zelda Vow, rainwater. You better watch out for the rainwater.
This is going to be an issue where a simple mile difference could make a huge difference in the amount
I've
of water.
I've talked to the FEMA director.
Anyway, I'm sorry. My sister Dixie will turn 68 years young this Friday. Her husband Peter and my nephew Rod are also big fans of your show, but Dixie's been following you the longest of all of us.
Yes.
Well, it's great to be deep in the heart of Dixie. She's followed us for years, so we're in her heart.
That's right.
I didn't mean anything dirty.
Of course not.
It will mean a lot to her to finally hear her birthday mentioned on the show. Thank you for all you do. Keep bringing the funny. Juanita Horry. How many... We've got Dixie Normass, Juanita Horry, Rod, and Bill, and Gail. Dixie, you know. Oh, I like her name. Her Dixie Normass. Dixie Normass loves her show. You look away. Look away. Look away, Dixie Normass.
I'm thinking these names might be fake.
They're all fake.
How
did this get through the mailbag?
Juanita Horry.
Anita Horry. Dixie Normass.
Oh, there it is. Did you do that to me on purpose?
I just thought it'd be fun to play with him.
Dixie Normass.
Yeah. And Juanita Horry.
Her husband Peter and my nephew Rob.
Maddie loved that in another room. She's dying laughing.
Maddie, you enjoy it. Well, I didn't know. I was
be
just
honest,
reading
Rob. Did you catch us? Be honest.
No, he didn't.
Be honest.
Look what I did. I put a question mark after it to indicate that I knew something was up.
And I told you before the show.
What an incredibly strong warning that was for me, Rob.
I told you that we would have fun with the names.
What an incredible gatekeeper you are, Mallet Head.
No, he did
I said we're going to have fun with the names.
Before the show, he said there's a new name. I don't have a pronouncer. That is pretty funny. And it's a testament to your professionalism because you kept reading until somebody said, hey, the teleprompter, it shouldn't be on there. That's all it was.
But it's Juanita Horry. It should be Anita Horry.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he did it wrong.
Anita Horry.
Yeah.
But Dixie Normus is...
P.S. Oh, there's a P.S. here. P.S. My brother, Major Woody. No, I'm sorry. That's mine. I put that in there. So,
but that is the greatest airport name ever.
That's what we've degenerated to. So what was your... So tell me what your thought process was. What did you think? That you'd put a gentle question mark? Because, I mean, when I'm flying through these, I'm not
a man's
screening.
A professional, for God's sakes.
I was hoping you would pick... We would all pick up on it together, and it would be funny.
Dixie Normus.
Yeah, Dixie Normus.
Okay.
Pretty funny.
Thank you. Hi, boys. Now that the football season is here, could the Squire stop by the show this season and provide us with some Redskin analysis? I sure could use a little Jack Ken Cook home cook-in. Thanks, Matt in Rockville. Well, we haven't spun in a long time. Do you want to spin, Rob?
We can absolutely spin the wheel and see what happens.
Let's see if the Squire is out in the hallway. Let's see what's happening here. All right, here we go. Tweed, Tweed, Tweed.
Hey! Yes!
All right, hold on. All right, wait a minute. Hold on. Here he comes. All right, here we go.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The Redskins, the Washington Redskins, are going to the Super Bowl. They're going to the Super Bowl. Hello, Roberto and Oscarino. How are you?
Did you see the first game of the season, sir?
What an incredibly stunning victory by your Washington Redskins. I thought they were spectacular. Adrian Peterson is going to be the most valuable player. Yes, Oscar.
I know that you're excited about the game, Mr. Cook, but I'm excited that you're on. This is perfect timing. I have all these smudges on my LCD TV. What should I use to clean the glass?
There is nothing better than using a bottle of vinegar. Inexpensive grocery store brand vinegar with newspapers.
Newspapers!
It will clean anything from your limousine all the way to your LCD television tube.
And also, I know you had several wives, but did you ever lay with anyone named Dixie?
Dixie Normus. What a gal.
I tell
my mom that Mr. Cook used to clean his windows with vinegar and newspapers.
Right.
And my mom says, he also used to date a whore from Bolivia.
Marlena.
Yeah. Was she the one that was on the hood of the car in Georgetown?
Yeah. Yeah. She's the one that...
On the Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Had a lot of problems in Georgetown. Next letter says, hi, man. My husband, Gene, will be turning a nifty 50 this Sunday. I was hoping you could give him a shout-out. He has listened to you guys for years and was even a listener back in the Don and Mike days. We saw you guys last year at the House of Blues in NOLA and had a blast. Thank you. Thanks for your time. Now I'm nervous about all the names.
No, I think this is a real name.
Issa Selg?
Yeah. Or Issa.
Issa Silgen?
Salgenston?
Elson... Flarden Fleenin playing?
Flergenston?
How do you spell it out?
ISA.
ISA. Issa.
Issa?
Mm-hmm.
Isla is Bonita.
Or, is
Isla
it Issa or Issa?
Issa. Issa.
Issa Selg.
Hmm.
Issa Selg? here's to your husband, Gene. All right. Gene. Hi, Mike, Rob, and Carlos.
Oh, what is that? Carlos. I do get my Carlos
sister,
a lot.
Why?
My sister, Michelle Thompson. Why. Has a birthday this Thursday. She's been a loyal listener since the 80s. But there's more. Not only did she introduce me to the Don and Mike show in the 90s, she is the one who recently told me about your podcast when I told her how much I missed the old show. She's already purchased her fruitcake. She's loyal, and she gets it. If anyone deserves a birthday song, it's certainly her. Thanks for all the entertainment and everything you guys do. From Brian Jackson, Michelle Thompson is his sister. Let's sing a nice happy birthday to Michelle Thompson Clinton. One, two, a three.
Michelle,
Thompson. I like it when Pony joins in.
You don't always join in, do you?
No, I usually do.
I didn't know that.
Can he turn it up? Can he turn it
up? Turn up your feet, please.
Can you turn your feet up?
Is that better?
Oh, yeah.
No, I want it louder.
Louder. Max it out. Don't you can hurt us.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Turn that.
Yeah, let me hear it again. Come on.
1, 2, 1, 2.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like now you're an announcer.
Yeah.
See, because the listeners and Rob and Oscar can hear it, but I can't hear it. That's your perfect world. You little sneak. Anyway, moving right along. Dear TMOS, I want to thank you for always making it easier for me to get through my day. I do have a birthday request, but first, some background.
Ah.
A few months ago, do we have any background music besides the generic music?
I can find you some. Yes, absolutely.
It's like a... Casey Kasem, right? Yeah. Letter?
Yeah, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait, yeah, because I want perfect background music.
All right, how about this? No, that's not right.
Don't think too much. Just press buttons.
All right. How about this will be nice. Ready?
Can you get some Mac Miller, please?
Not a fan.
I do have a birthday request, but first, some background. A few months ago... No, that wasn't bad. A few months ago, I was keeping it tight at the... Is this yesterday?
Oh, because we're looking back.
Yesterday. What do you have yesterday in your... What's wrong with you?
I have every song. But I was thinking, right, since we're looking back, you know, it's yesterday. It's thoughtful.
Let's try another one. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I have a birthday request, but first... some background. A few months ago, I was keeping it tight at the gym, riding a bike, and listening to your show.
On the road again.
Like most gyms, it is very noisy, so I usually have my headphones on at high volume so I can hear all of your clever banter. Oh, it's clever, all right. Anyway, during this particular show, Mike and Rob burst into dueling Michael McDonald's. It was suddenly so loud in my headphones that I physically jumped. I chuckled to myself and then noticed the girl on the bike next to me slowly turned her head towards me with a look of horror and confusion on her face as she tried to process what she was hearing from my headphones. Knowing that she obviously didn't get it, I just gave her a look like, yeah, that's right, this is my workout jam, and kept on going. The look on her face was truly priceless. Anyway, I turned 47 last week, and I would love it if the dueling Michael McDonald's would wish me happy birthday. Kisses, Amber Baldwin from the beautiful, beautiful town of Missoula, Montana. P.S. Live show 2019, Spokane, Washington. Let's make it happen. Well, we're not there yet, but let's say, all right, here we go. This is for Amber Baldwin. We know you love the show. And
have you ever been to Missoula?
I've never been to Montana.
Neither have I.
I'd really love to go to Montana. All right, Amber, this one's for you.
Amber Baldwin.
That's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What is shaking on your side of the console?
Oh, that's me.
He's literally dancing in his seat. This is how that's happy wonderful. This man is.
Oh, I like
always,
the song.
Always exciting. Next letter. Hi, guys. My name is Shannon.
Shannon.
Hey.
Shannon.
Shannon. And I'm writing from Modesto, California. The person I am writing to you today is that my... The reason I'm writing you today is that my high-maintenance husband, Michael, requires massive amounts of attention. He also enjoys eyebrow threading, pedicures, and Brazilian fart porn.
What?
Didn't know there was that.
There's something for everybody.
He'd like Paul Flart, then, I would imagine.
Yes, I would think so.
Big friends.
Anywho, my little precious will be turning 45 soon, and it would mean the world to him if you all could wish him a very happy birthday. Thanks so much, Shannon G. Sounds like you got a good woman there,
oh,
Michael.
Yeah. Very accepting.
Michael? Happy birthday.
Michael, you're very, very lucky. I hope you enjoy her.
Some categories that no woman wants to see on her husband's browser.
Oh, yeah. Delete those, just to be safe. William
fart porn, God. And I hold in my hand the final letter, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes!
Hi-o.
They do May. Us.
May a herpetic llama sneak a ride in your duffel bag.
Ayo!
Anyway, ayo. Dear mailbag, I know this is a little early, but I wanted to send my birthday greeting now since the O'Maras will be traveling this weekend. So here is a birthday poem.
Oh, nice.
You came into my life one day. We became friends there and then. You achieved the impossible. You taught me to smile again. Now my smiles are here to stay, a taste of joy every little while. Happiness is your gift to me, my gift to you, my smile. Happy birthday, Carla. XOXOX. Dirk.
Hey!
Jeez.
That's nice, isn't it?
Man, the man does not quit.
Oh, and wonderful. He's got a beat like a cop. You like the meter in that poem? It was good.
Oh, so sweet.
It was.
Hope
like sugar.
I did it justice.
A sweaty letter.
Sending a horny little poem to my wife. Thank you, Vastrick. Really appreciate it.
My last name, Vastrick. Yes.
Dirk Vastrick. You know, sounds like a procedure you have when you want to get rid of varicose veins. Anyway, thank you, Dirk. What's the matter? Well, they're all blue and they're down on my leg, so I'm having a Dirk Vastrick done this weekend. Very good. Yeah, there. You haven't heard that one, huh?
Nice reminder, Mike. Nice reminder for you, though.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's, tomorrow's our anniversary.
That's weird that her birthday would fall outside of birthday season.
Yes, it's September 17th is her birthday. The 12th of September is our wedding anniversary. Tomorrow. I have not made any arrangements yet.
It might be nice. It's a nice dozen roses, some chocolates, maybe some nylons.
Ink cartridges.
Yeah, ink cartridges, yeah. I threw them down to her yesterday, and they landed on the couch, and the empty cartridges got yellow on the couch.
Oh, no.
Hallelujah. That's my life. Welcome to it. We'll take a break, come back with more fun. We'll talk about Florence, and I'm not talking about Henderson, okay?
Right.
I'm talking about that beast that's out there in the Atlantic, and we'll have some hurricane chat. I know you might not want to hear that, but if you're in the Carolinas, it's I'll give you some of my insights from
last
year. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough? Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Mike O'Mara Show is looking for interns, and you could be what we're looking for. Afraid you might not pass a drug test? Don't worry, we hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon-written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomarashow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
Yay! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it, and all you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic.
It's the best.
Rob, you love yours with your little ones because you've been very nostalgic this summer.
So fun to watch the kids watch themselves. And I mean, like the day that Robert was born, I have video of day one. And to show him that, I say, why can't you be good like that now?
You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated at every step of the process. We all used Legacy Box, and the results were amazing. I have a movie of my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Who my dad was working at Aetna Life and Casualty, an insurance company, and he took one of their actual movie cameras for his honeymoon, and they've got pictures of them with their cigarettes. And it's the most amazing footage, and it's just so beautiful to watch.
And you know what they don't mention in the copy is the fact that when it's on a thumb drive or on the cloud or in your computer, how easy it is to access it. You don't have to hook a camera up to your TV. Mm-hmm. You don't have to put a video cassette in. Mm-hmm. You double click and it's there.
Never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45 or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and make sure to enter the code TMOS to save 40% on your Legacy Box today. Get started preserving your past, and we thank you. Okay, I got a lot to talk about with I'm right where I was last year, ladies and gentlemen, and it is with CNN and the Weather Channel. These are the two
national sources that people get a lot of their hurricane updates. You got the guy over on CNN, Chad Myers, I think the guy's name is. And then you've got another lady that's on CNN. I don't for one second think you should diminish the danger and the potential for danger with a Cat 4, potentially Cat 5 hurricane. However, their level of excitement and out of control, there's no need to scream. There's no need to wave your arms around. There's no. These guys down in South Florida have proven that. You don't need to go bat-ass crazy every time you're talking about this. With that said, I think calmly, I will tell you my philosophy of hurricane prevention for danger in your world.
All right.
If you're in that area, folks, you just don't mess with these things. If you are concerned that leaving an area, evacuating, getting out of Dodge, going to a safe place might make you look like a rube if the hurricane doesn't give you a direct hit, that's an inconvenience. That's something that might be a little bit of a moment where you might say, oh boy, I probably shouldn't have. But probably shouldn't have is better than being where you're going to be and not getting out of Dodge and being stranded without gasoline, without water, without services for maybe a month. You never know. You never know what's going to happen with that. So somebody asked me, how do you handle a hurricane? Down in Southwest Florida, where hurricanes are a reality for us every single season, they have a drumbeat that they give us all the time, and it's have a plan, have a plan, have a plan. I think on the Eastern Seaboard, sometimes that's not as significant, but having a plan is really a key to getting out of Dodge in time, and that was our plan. My plan is not a shelter. It's not. It's leaving the area, and I
did it a day
early.
Your plan is 95 north.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I go. You know, I get out of the state and eventually get on 95. I've got a different plan now, where we don't have my mother-in-law in the same area, so I've got it. I've actually picked a place on a map where I've checked out the hotels, and I know
Queens, New York.
But no,
Missoula, Montana.
No, I forgot where it is. It's down in my. It's in my stuff.
Like coming to America, they went to Queens.
But the key to it is. The difference last year when we evacuated for Hurricane Irma was Tuesday to Wednesday. Carl and I, first thing in the morning, got out of Dodge on Tuesday morning. We zipped out of Florida. There was no problem at all. They were talking about the hurricane in earnest getting to our area by Sunday. And I got out of Dodge as soon as I could. The difference was from Tampa, it's about 2.5 hours, and that was an 8-hour drive the following Wednesday. So that's the difference between people. You know, want to be aware that the super slab, Route 95, and a lot of these roads down there are two-lane roads, even though they're major highways, and it's very, very, very difficult. So your plan should be just to stay out of the way. With that said, the hype machine of these screaming, high-pitched voice anchors, I just wish somebody in these newsrooms would tell them to calm the F down and act like grown-ups. Why is your screaming at me saying, now the storm surge where I am could be 45 feet at places. The waves could be crazy. Okay, why not say it in a responsible way and just be calm about it?
Yeah, you can impart the information without being a terrorist. You don't need to whip anyone into a frenzy.
I feel the same way about political pundits. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, well, I mean,
the same way you feel about the weather guys. I'm sitting there, I'm like, nothing's going to change.
Yeah, he's like that about Chris Frakes.
That's why he doesn't watch Fox anymore. Anyway,
or MSNBC for that matter.
Oh, there you go.
Always yelling. All right. You know, like something's going to happen.
All right.
Nothing ever happens.
We get it. Yeah, sometimes you know.
What if the political pundits?
What?
What if the political pundits was giving us our hurricane information? Don't you think that would be a nice way to sort of kill two birds with one stone? Let them scream about the hurricane, then turn it off.
Now you're going. You're changing your plans for the weekend, right? Because you were going to.
Well,
go,
it was
where
changed
were
we
gonna,
for
where
me.
Were we going to go to Culpeper?
No, I was
gonna
go,
like that,
going
you
to
change your plan.
Harrisonburg, where JMU is, and I was
Harrisonburg's inland.
Yeah, but there's still going to be a lot of
inland.
I'm not saying that I was going to be in danger.
You didn't need to change your plans to go to Harrisonburg.
There's a state of emergency already in place for the state of Virginia.
And
the state.
Yep.
Yes.
And I didn't want to drive into the weather.
What's Virginia Beach doing? What is Mama Bloom doing?
Oh, she has a surgery scheduled for right when the hurricane's going to hit.
Oh my God!
So
what's
she doing? Better.
She puts the surge in surgery.
Can you turn down your surgery loud volume, please?
Are they going to cancel the surgery or the hurricane?
Both.
Okay.
So has she already canceled her surgery?
Not yet, but she's waiting to hear from her doctor. They're going to have to cancel it. I don't understand why they haven't done it yet.
The weird thing is the surgery is going to be done on a boat just off the coast.
It's going to go out to sea. It's actually going to go out to sea. That's what it's going to do.
She goes to a guy, his name, Mike, is Dr. Duckboat. And he actually, that's not his given name. And he does a surgery.
We love you, Dr. Duckboat.
All right.
I have a follow-up for Pony.
Okay.
Yes. Are you concerned at all about the property in Virginia Beach that your family has?
I think that will be okay. It's high up enough. It's on the fifth floor, so there isn't any flooding, but it's more of an issue of wind just like blowing.
And any damage to the bottom floors would be bad,
too. Is she close to the water?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's one row back. So
is she going to evacuate?
She will most likely have to evacuate. They have two zones, the A and B zone, and the A zone has been kicked out, so hers will probably follow.
Would you like to hear a hype fact that I heard yesterday?
Please. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you are in a high-rise condo building and you go 12 floors higher or further, you increase the level of hurricane. That the wind is more significant.
Oh, because you're higher up. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or whether it was somebody just going, and it's going to be 700 feet of water coming in there with all that.
Will she evacuate to your house?
No, she'll go to my brother. Okay. You generally just go in a couple miles and you're fine.
Why wouldn't she come see you?
Well, I mean, that's a much further drive, and 95 is going to be slammed if they're evacuating.
True story.
Yeah, but a lot of people would say it would be worth it to see Matt Bloom.
Well, yeah, but...
And I have to move the bike rack.
Still single, Jewish.
What is the storm supposed to hit? Wednesday?
Wednesday
into Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Wednesday. Cape Hatteras, I heard, Myrtle Beach possibly, and as farther south. I mean, the whole state of South Carolina is in like the cone actually the impact cone.
That's why I got the deal. I got a great Friday trip. I'm going sword fishing on Friday out of Wilmington, North Carolina.
You laugh about this, but Maddie actually is supposed to be going on vacation with her sister to Myrtle Beach next Friday. She put in a vacation request to us, and I was like, where are you going? She's like, Myrtle Beach, and I didn't think twice about it.
Maddie, you must have looked into it. You're a smart person. What are they telling you?
Well, by the looks of it, the house is like a beachfront property, and it looks kind of like a pop-up house. It doesn't look really structurally sound, I'll probably be in studio next.
Is it a house on stilts, one of those raised houses where the first floor is?
It's like a cartoon house. We're screwed.
Look for next Friday when we'll be speaking with Maddie, and she'll call in and how's your vacation going? And Maddie will say, we can't get any popcorn shrimp.
This is Pablo.
I can't come to the phone right now, Mike. It's really scary. The storm is looking terrifying, and this is welcome to the new normal. They're all beasts now. They're all
everything is colder. Everything is hotter. Everything is bigger.
Everything is more extreme, and it's just. But they also said that maybe it might lose strength. They just don't know.
They're not predictable.
I did a narration for a hurricane documentary, and one of they're really, really good now at the storm track. But what they're not, they can't do it yet, is they cannot figure intensification. That's why Katrina was very close to shore when it exploded, and it became a much stronger storm. That guy down in Florida, Jim Farrell, I'll never forget what he said. When they pointed the track right over Fort Myers, Florida, and Naples, Florida, when they did that, and I was like, great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Jim Farrell came on and said, well, if we're going to take the Weather Service's forecast track, we have to take into account the mountains of Cuba. And damned if he wasn't right, because it went over the mountains and it diminishes the strength, and we didn't get a Cat 4. We ended up getting what appeared to be like a Cat 2. And let me tell you something. I saw what a Cat 2 hurricane can do up close in my neighborhood in person. So for the people on the Carolina coast, it's kind of it's something you certainly should be aware
also,
of. We're talking about a Cat 4.
Who would have thought that the Trump administration is affecting this forecast? Because usually we're able to look at the European model, but the taxes are too high to use it.
Thank you very much. On that note, let's take a break. That was Oscar Santana.
The president saw the European model and asked to marry her.
That's right. By the way, I ordered Fear. Ordered the Bob Woodward book.
Oh, good.
I'll be taking that through airports on the weekend.
You got an audiobook yet?
No, I don't want to do an audiobook.
Hey,
I want
to be into that.
I want to get the hardcover and just let everybody see it. You know,
yeah.
I'll be walking
through
the airport going like this. Look at my book.
Hey, hey.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more. Rob went to the movies.
I did,
and with a bunch of old people, and he'll have a review. Oscar, you'll never believe the movie he went to see.
I can't wait. Can't wait.
Crazy
to hear.
Rich Asians. Anyway, we'll take a break. And come back after this.
Hey, did you know that there are people in TMOS Nation that take and don't support the funny?
Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address, and men who don't care.
Whoa, Joe, take it easy. I'm talking about those who haven't gotten a bonus show subscription yet.
Liars, cheats, con men. The class of Skid Row.
All right, I get it. But it has Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony in an extra uncensored hour of funny each week for less than 5 cents a show.
All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everybody's a comedian.
So do your part and become a proud 2%er and keep that funny train rolling.
It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up.
Get your subscription today at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron has a mission. They want to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they do it. Take it from me. Carla loves to cook it. I love to eat it. Blue Apron is our favorite. You choose from their chef-designed recipes, and they deliver fresh, seasonally inspired ingredients. What wonderful ingredients they do deliver. And then you cook the incredible meals in as little as 20 minutes. Let Blue Apron do the meal prep for you. It makes back to school easier than ever. Quick and easy recipe options with insanely delicious flavors. Perfectly proportioned Blue Apron ingredients delivered right to your door. They come into a box. It's like Christmas morning when you get it. Skip meal planning and shopping and get straight to cooking with Blue Apron. Whether you're looking for quick and easy meals or a full culinary cooking experience, Blue Apron lets you choose from a range of recipe options. How about these mouthwatering options? Crispy chicken tenders and mashed potatoes. Mm. Simple, but let me tell you something. The way Blue Apron does it, it's delish. Or pasta with creamy tomato sauce to die for.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals, free at blueapron.com/TMOS. That's blueapron.com/TMOS to get three meals free. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. All right, Rob was very excited when he came in after the weekend to tell us all about his trip to the movies after he did the Bob Carroll, Ted, Alice house.
Right.
You know, sleeping in the same hotel room with 90 people.
That's right.
What was so special about your trip to the movies?
Well, I don't go to the movies that much, and I was not looking forward to this, but I was outvoted. I probably wouldn't have chosen Crazy Rich Asians.
You go to the movies. You just don't see contemporary movies.
I do. Okay, fair. If I were to go see a contemporary movie, I probably wouldn't have chosen.
They didn't have an art cinema where Birth of a Nation was playing or something like that?
I'm not a big fan of The Silence, Mike, but if they had a Bogart film, I would have been all in.
You don't like to go to movies that show contemporary cinema.
But I was outvoted. We went, and I found out that when you're in a beach community like Rehoboth Beach, mm-hmm. and it's raining sheets of rain all day, everyone goes to the movies if you're over 60. It's not common for me to be in a room where I'm clearly the youngest person anymore. Mm. And this was a probably two-thirds, three-quarters sold-out show, and the old people just kept coming in, and the movie begins. And you know what? I start enjoying it. Ooh. It's really good. It's the best-looking cast of a movie I've ever seen. Everyone is beautiful. It's a simple romantic comedy, but it's a good plot. There's some good jokes in it.
Why is it called Crazy Rich Asians?
Because it's about a guy who's dating a professor, a female professor in New York, and he invites her to a family wedding in, I think, Singapore, and it turns out they're the richest family in the country, and she doesn't know it.
Yeah, like,
and
like
everything is so amazingly opulent and over the top. And of course, everyone in Singapore thinks she's a gold digger, but she's not, because she didn't know that they were rich. And it's just a whole bunch of, you know, mix-ups
and
hijinks and stuff like that. Great music.
Is she Asian?
Yes, it's the mother from Fresh Off the Boat.
No, it's the woman that's the gold digger,
yes.
Or accused of the gold.
Yes.
Is she Asian?
Yes, she's played by the mother from Fresh Off the Boat, that sitcom.
Oh, cool.
And she's great. She's beautiful. The music is amazing in the movie. It's all songs. You'll recognize almost all the melodies, but they're all sung in Chinese. Like, there's a Madonna song that's in Chinese, and then there's the song Money by the Beatles, but sung in Chinese. And
this movie is a blockbuster smash.
It is.
Really?
And I recommend it. I think it's a fun day at the movies, and I had a good time. The thing that was troubling, though, is that because the people were so old in the theater, mm-hmm. Carrie was seated next to an older lady, a heavy lady and a lady who probably, you know, doesn't get out a lot, I would guess. And she was staring, and every time a new plot would change, there were several plots that go on in the movie to support the main plot. She would say pretty loud to her husband, "Now, which one is that? Now, which one is that?"
Hold on. This is it. This is with the entitled elderly.
Yes.
In our society. Yes. We, you know, for how long did we think it was the kids? The young kids, the young obnoxious kids that were loud in theaters. When did it become, I go to see the movies down in Southwest Florida, and it's like I've got a gang of old people that won't shut their effing mouths when they go into the movie.
They all think they're in their living room, is what the thing
Unbelievable.
Is.
Unbelievable.
Which
they
one
just
is that?
Are so, they're so in the bubble. Yep. They're so protected. They're so, there's just nothing anymore that they have to be aware of others for. And it shows when they get out to a movie. It sucks.
Agree with both of you. My parents talk all the time in the movies.
It's insane.
I pick times to go see movies with my parents.
Yes.
Where they're going to be the least amount of people in there. And I give them a pep talk like they're little kids before we walk in. I say, look.
Is your mother more guilty than your father?
No, my dad, my dad's vain. He doesn't put his little ear things in his ear.
Right.
Oh, the hearing assist?
Yeah, I'm like, you got to put them in,
Dad.
By the
way, I got that from Catherine down in New York, who Catherine was sitting in the diner at one point. She says, "Dad, go get," I said, "I got my ears tested, Catherine. My hearing was okay." She said, "Get them tested again." She said that to me.
Well, you know what it is? Yeah. It's men of a certain age, and my dad went through it when he was about your age. You lose the frequency, the exact frequency of a woman's voice. Mm-hmm. And that's the first thing to go. And I think it's actually survival of the fittest.
Rob and I can do a demonstration of that, actually.
Okay.
Because Rob is always, since the old Don and Mike days, Rob was able to duplicate that frequency. And we can do it. Like, Rob will play the role of my daughter, my wife, anybody, a random female voice, and I will be having a discussion with that.
Right.
And say, so this is what
will
it would sound like to me.
You start the conversation?
I'll start the conversation. Okay. Same with my daughter. I'll say it with my wife.
Okay.
And we're at the restaurant, and I'll start it generically.
Okay.
Right? Hi, honey. How did the day go today?
Hey, the day was a Sunday!
Did you go to the grocery store today?
I did. I was going to produce and beans and check out. I just forgot the gum.
We're leaving this Sunday early. Did you want to maybe? Did you want to stay at the airport since we're leaving at 6 a.m.
Or to? I'm going to get the Continental Lodge.
And seen, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
And you see, there because when you get older, that's the frequency you lose.
Thank God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Mike.
Thank you.
We haven't done that in a long time.
No, we haven't done that one at all.
The box office for Crazy Rich Asians. Yeah. Just north of, and I know a box office doesn't indicate that the movie is great. It's gotten killer reviews.
Yeah, it's very fun. It's a good movie.
It's still rocking. It was out on September 9th. Usually films fall off after the first week. It's just north of $134 million.
It was just unseated from the first this week. But another thing, I got so sick of the old people being overly vocal that towards the end of the movie, I started having a little fun with it. Because I will say this, the movie is predictable. It's a predictable film. You know how it's going to end before it begins. And that's why you go to a movie like this. But when the certain plot revelations happen that put you closer to what's ultimately going to have to happen,
right,
there's an audible in the audience because they're old people and they must make noise. So there is one revelation at the end. It involves a piece of jewelry. That's all I'll say. It's not a spoiler. And when it is revealed in a dead silent theater, just to piss Carrie off, I went,
funny.
You make me want to go back to the movies. I can't wait to get back to South Florida and watch the movies. That's why I'll be flying this weekend. What a great flight this is. No problem at all. Looking forward to that.
Should yeah, the sequel to Crazy Rich Asians will be Crazy Airsick Irishman. That's
I'm getting a sick. I'm going to be sick.
That guy that just looked at you and said, sick.
Are there some last goodbyes from your trip down? Like you guys have, did
yeah, you
everybody,
have,
everybody laugh? What's dinner, the story?
We're having Din Din at the sister's house on Friday night. And
will your sister be there?
Yeah, sister's going to be there. That's funny. No, she's going to be there.
I'll be leaving. You guys enjoy the food I left out.
There's some leftovers in the fridge.
Yes, I got other
labeled them.
I've got other dinner plans on me.
Mike, I made one. It says Mike on it. It's written on the foil.
No, we're doing the golf tournament for the hospital on benefit golf tournament for the hospital on Saturday, and then we are out crack of dawn on Sunday, and I'll start the drinking probably at 8 o'clock at night, the night before. No, I'm not. I don't know. I'm nervous about.
Is there a big Zach's been with you all summer once again?
Yeah.
Yep.
Went to
Zach's birthday party Sunday night. So okay. That's why I got off a plane and went to his birthday party. I covered. I helped Zach put his boat up the river with the storm coming. And,
that's right.
Everything's fine. So yeah, Zach and I are simpatico. Everything's nice. Everything's.
Will
really,
he shed
really
a
good.
Tear at your departure?
He probably will. He. We have a good time. We've become very good friends.
You guys going to meet up under the moonlight before you leave?
Yes, we'll have a nice little gentle kiss. Can you play the music? I want to get to the commercial break now. Thank you very much. It's time for news you may not need. Enough of this dialogue.
See you next
I'm going to miss your biceps.
How many spiewacks do you give the film?
Out of 5, I give it 4.5, and here's the only reason. It felt a little long, but I was never unentertained.
There you go. With the old people.
Strong spiewacks.
Was there any rose perfume in the theater, too? Did you smell the old people?
If you could strike a match, the place would have gone up like a paint factory.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. No one could look as
good as you. Rob Mayer here from the Rob and Joe Show. You know, with having Rob Spiewak on the network, I could admit that it gets a little confusing. Rob and Joe, is that Rob Spiewak? Is that Rob Mayer? So, in order to end all the confusion, I will change my name to something, well, that won't be as confusing. So, from now on, you can call me Jack Diamond. It's the JD and Joe Show. New episode every single week. Thank you.
Thank you, Willie Loman. Meanwhile, back at the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone, is a low credit score preventing you from buying a new home. You see, Willie Loman was Death of a Salesman, Oscar.
A tragic character.
Is a low credit score preventing you from buying a new home or from refinancing and consolidating debt? If so, don't worry. There is an answer. You need to talk to our friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Mark told us that if you don't have a credit score of 680 or higher, the big banks and quick online mortgage firms really won't work with you. But Cornerstone can make it happen. With the rise in interest rates, banks are making less money and loosening guidelines to compete much more aggressively. So, if you've been turned down before, you may qualify for a purchase or refi, or you might even use the appreciation of your home as a virtual ATM with a credit score as low as 560. I can say with supreme confidence that if Cornerstone First can't do it, nobody can. Call Cornerstone First right now and watch them meet or beat any deal out there. They are the best, and they are Oscar Santana approved. Woo! Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing, and we thank you.
News!
Today is the 17th anniversary of 9/11, and a new poll just asked people if it should be a federal holiday. No, I don't think you have a holiday on the anniversary of death. Idiots. Here are the results. 38% say it should become a federal holiday. That's stupid.
It is stupid.
I mean, as somebody who was there when that happened, that's dumb. 42%, hello, that's my group, say it shouldn't. And the other 20% aren't sure. I'm not sure.
Is there a thing they could do where they could make it like a nationally recognized day of observance with like something respectful? I don't want
a
holiday.
The people that want a holiday don't want to go to work.
That's exactly the thing.
Their motivation
is wrong.
There's certain things. I think you have national holidays to honor people.
Yeah.
You know, Memorial Day is when you honor the people who have served.
Right.
I just don't believe in it. I don't believe you should do that. It seems to me to be a day that everybody should just pause and reflect and think. There is a name for this day. Every year since it's happened, the president has named September 11th as Patriot Day. But it's not a federal holiday, which means schools, banks, I'm so sick of Americans.
Me too.
You know, everything's got to be a goddamn holiday. I mean, really.
How are we going to make America great again if we just don't continue working, Mike?
Not a word.
It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. Michael Strahan has been an outspoken supporter of Colin Kaepernick, even though his father was in the military. And yesterday, Ellen DeGeneres asked him if he'd kneel if he was still playing in the NFL. He's a big NFL guy. Yeah. And Michael thought about it for a few moments and said, quote, "I think I would have knelt. I would have had a conversation with my father. And based on that conversation and conversations I've had with him, I'm pretty sure I would have." He said that he and his father understand Colin's protest, and he said that if his dad isn't offended, then he can't be. Michael added that he would also have been proactive in getting more organized because he believes that there needs to be more organization between the players and the ownership. And, yeah, it goes on and on.
Do you feel like that Nike hoopla went away? Like a bunch of parodies just finally started showing up that weren't hateful and funny.
Not yet. I think that the parodies are out there, and also the people buying, you know, when you see Jim Carrey go on Bill Maher's show and put his Nikes up on the table, I just bought Nikes, and their sales have gone through the roof. I mean, it was an amazingly successful campaign on the part of Nike. So not quite yet, but it'll die down because it's America and that's what happens.
I think we need a holiday for it.
Holiday for that. Nike Day. Freddie Mercury was one of the most unique performers of all time. So when Rami Malek got the call to play him in the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, he knew he had some studying to do. But he didn't just study Freddie. He worked with a dialect and movement coach who made him study people who inspired Freddie.
Well, that's smart.
Including Aretha Franklin, Jimi Hendrix, David Bowie, and Liza Minnelli in the movie Cabaret. Rami says, quote, "It was almost more useful at times to watch Liza than it was to watch Freddie himself. You found the inspiration and birth of those movements." I'm not a Rami Malek fan, but I hope he does well with this role.
He looks a lot like him.
I think he's going to murder in it, Mike. Mm-hmm.
Even before the movie was greenlit, Rami had a costume designer make him a set of teeth that gave him the Freddie Mercury overbite, and he carried them around so he could practice singing every night. Well, he's into it. He's taking it seriously.
I have a clip from the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, Mike.
Okay.
I can hear the teeth.
I played that Earth, Wind, and Fire fake video.
Yes.
With it, do you remember? Yeah. September. Played it for my daughter. She loved it.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, it's official. The next generation would rather talk to their friends by typing on a screen than talk to them face to face. A new survey found 35% of teenagers say their favorite way to communicate is with texting. Only 32% said their favorite way is face to face. That's a change from 6 years ago when face to face beat out texting in the same survey. So why have things changed? One of the main reasons might be it's hard to hang out face-to-face since at least one or two people are always buried in their phones. 55% of teenagers say everyone's phones are always out and available when they're hanging out face-to-face, and 44% say they get frustrated sometimes when their friends are constantly staring at their phones. You think? And one more change from 6 years ago. Back then, 70% of teenagers said Facebook was their main social media site. Today, it's down to 15%.
Wow.
And Snapchat is number uno.
I think Liza is still on Facebook.
With a Cat 5 hitting the East Coast, here are the 13 basic things every disaster kit should have.
Okay.
Water, at least 3 gallons per person. A 3-day supply. Good luck if you're like in the Outer Banks getting water today.
Yeah.
A 3-day supply of non-perishable food, a flashlight, a portable radio to listen for updates, extra batteries for both, a first aid kit, a whistle in case you need to signal for help, dust masks, plastic sheeting, and duct tape, sanitation supplies like garbage bags and moist towelettes, a wrench or pliers to turn off utilities, a manual can opener, and at least one map of the area in case your GPS goes out, and 6 bottles of Jameson's Irish whiskey.
Per person?
No, that's for me.
Oh, just for you. Okay.
Just for me.
Okay.
A few other good things to think about are an extra pair of glasses, an extra battery for your phone, food and water for your pets, extra blankets and clothes, matches or a lighter, a fire extinguisher, and cash. I think it probably wouldn't be appropriate, but I wouldn't mind coming up with my
my list tomorrow.
I think the world needs to know.
If you don't have matches, tomorrow. Do you yeah. still need the fire extinguisher?
Right now, there are a lot of people that are saying to me, Mike, please, I know it's a disaster.
Do you have a bug out bag in case of disaster?
Tomorrow, I will give you the items that I have in my own personal bug out bag for hurricanes.
Liza's list is much shorter.
If you know there's a potential disaster coming, make sure. What I'm going to do tomorrow is tell you what you need.
Okay.
If you know there's a potential disaster coming, make sure you're stocked up on any prescription meds you might be needing.
Yes.
And take all the drugs you want.
Yeah.
It's going to be a
bring some Tylenol in case you get, a little sore.
Tylenol will be interesting, too. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a something-something for you. There's a guy named Matthew Bellrose from Scarborough, Maine, and he owned 20% of a company called Seasalt.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
And like all companies in Maine, they sold lobsters. Well, it turns out that Matthew was secretly stealing lobsters.
No!
No.
He set up a fake client, and we got listeners down in Scarborough, too.
Yeah.
He set up a fake client and pretended he was shipping there, but really, he was pocketing the lobsters to sell. Apparently, there's a lobster black market. Who knew?
Wow.
Anyway, he embezzled approximately $1.5 million worth of lobsters before the other owners caught him. That is
how
a
much?
Lot of lobster. $1.5 million worth.
Wow.
Is it? Was he selling to himself as a vendor and then just wholesaling it?
Or selling it on the black market.
He created his own business through the business.
Yeah.
Through the business, yeah.
What a maniac.
Making a profit.
That's like an accounting red flag.
It's scary. It's scary to think that he could have done that, but they finally caught up to him. There's a criminal investigation going on, and they just filed a lawsuit against him. And I don't know a lot about this story, but I heard that the owners of the company are really steamed. He'll have a tough time clawing his way out of this problem. We're really not quite sure how he got pinched.
Ah!
It was quite a shell game he was playing. You know how they found out that he was doing this?
How?
They had somebody tail him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That was early. That's what happens when Daddy does the show prep at 5:45.
Good.
Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with the audio ball and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, this is internet sensation Tati Abeje. Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss.
Oh,
face
Santana.
It, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Meara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Mike O'Meara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Or just throw your computer out the window. Because if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're not using your computer for the right things anyway. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
It is hostile.
Okay, we need to do this. It's time. I'm going to do it right now. We got a little extra time on the show. I'm going to do it now. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen?
Ready.
Rob, turn that music down, okay?
It's dead.
And here we go. Hey, everybody, it's the greatest murder mystery show in the history of murder mystery shows. Die Laughing Productions presents Back to the 80s. If you're going to Las Vegas for TMOS Live, you have got to be there the night after, baby.
Nice.
That is
damn.
Nice.
Damn.
Hold on, just a...
They will get satisfied.
Tight. Tight. Wait.
It's a hilarious 1980s themed mystery involving a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and murder. Starring 98 Rock Morning Show host Justin Schlegel. More broadcastings, Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson, plus special onstage guests Mike O'Meara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. When's it going to happen? It's happening the night after our show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Two big nights of fun. The 80s Murder Mystery Show, November 3rd in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Wow.
Woo, 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 woo.
Let's bring in Rob Mayer to tell us all about it. Rob Mayer, come on in and tell us about it. Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob. It's going to be a fantastic murder mystery show. That's right. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder. See you November 3rd in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's going to be absolutely incredible. We will see you there, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're going to enjoy it as much as I enjoyed telling you all about it. It's going to be fantastic. I'll be there. You'll be there. Everybody will be there. Yeah. ABC. That's right, everybody. Murder, mystery, drinking, laughing, fantastic. Back to the 80s, November 3rd, Las Vegas, Nevada. Get your tickets today. If you get them today, you'll get a very special something. You get a nod of approval from me. That's right, murder, mystery, November 3rd, Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Zappos Theater. It's going to be fun. All right, that's it.
Sensational.
Boom, bam.
Thank you. Boom, bam. Thank you very much. Let me get over here and do this, and then I'm going to get over here and do this. Hold on, and I'm going to do this. No, I've got to go back to this.
I touch your toes
first. Sorry about
that.
There we go. Touch my toes. Simon says, move over to the other soundboard. Simon says, press this button. Simon says, open this.
There he goes.
B-Wack.
Woo! Towel off.
Time for the audio valve. That's I will not do it that intensively next time. That's it. Buy your tickets to the murder mystery. Thank you.
More television and less Moonves. Timing is everything. Wouldn't you say timing is everything in most of
it?
But especially in television, because
yes.
Who knew that yesterday, Monday, was the 9th season premiere episode. Season 9 premiere episode of The Talk.
The Talk.
Sort of a big deal for a show going into its 9th season. Mm. They want to sort of front load it and have a big show when they have their 9th season premiere.
Sometimes they bring the executives in.
Sometimes. But you would think at the very least all the cast members would be there.
Sure.
One was not.
Mm.
Julie Chen was not there because, of course, she's married to Les Moonves. This is how they opened the show yesterday on The Talk, their 9th season premiere.
It's a kind of very bittersweet day for a season. So
Sharon Osbourne.
Yay!
We're
about to talk about something that affects everybody's lives here at CBS. I've never been nervous in my life, but I'm kind of very nervous right now. As you all know, Julie's husband is in the news. And she's taking off time to be with her family.
Nobody knows what to do. Nobody. She doesn't know how to handle it. She doesn't know what to say.
She's not prepared because she's so entitled. She thinks that
somebody,
she can handle it.
Somebody
you know?
With that access, those dollars, that fame would hire a crisis coach to say, what should we say?
You think the producer would put it on a teleprompter and do it? No, they're going to just have him wing it and be awkward and sound stupid.
It was so
because you're not really supporting the Me Too movement applauding her for being with her horn dog husband.
And also the absolute perfect pause of awkwardness between her stopping talking and the first clap, and then the mentality of everyone clapping.
Well, because the clap came from a producer. It was like, all right, we got to clap.
All right, now I clap.
Something.
Yeah, great for Julie. Great for Julie.
And
yeah,
if you watched it in if you have a 4K feed, you could actually see skin crawling. It was amazing.
Can I add on to that? We bet yesterday that if she was going to quit The Talk,
right,
or if she was going to quit Big Brother,
right.
It looks like she will do Big Brother this Sunday, but she did not do The Talk.
Wow.
The question is,
we shall see, though.
Does she, I want to dig further. I want to figure out if she owns a piece of Big Brother because there's got to be something built into this.
All right. You thought that was bad. That was bad. That was bad, right? That was
bad. Very awkward. Bad. Yes.
Couldn't get worse, could it?
No.
Oh, it does. Okay. Because Sharon Osbourne turns this into the fact that she says Les Moonves has a problem, but the big thing that's on her mind, are they going to keep their jobs?
I was asked a couple of months ago to make a statement supporting Leslie, which I felt I was as diplomatic as I could be with the statement that I made. But now, after 7 more women have come out, the stories are so similar. The pattern is so similar that for me, he's not been convicted of any crime, but obviously the man has a problem. I like to say that Mr. Moonvest has stepped down and Mr.
Okay.
Moonvest is...
Oh, God! Jesus Christ! I mean, can you cover your ass
anymore? Do you see her slowly turning the cruise ship to make it about her? Because it's about to happen. Okay,
You don't need to call him Mr. Moonves anymore.
After she calls him Leslie.
Unbelievable.
Wait, here's the boat turning around, okay?
Really wealthy man. And good luck to him for being a wealthy man. He's worked hard. He made this network number one. However, when a new regime comes into a company, we all know they sweep clean. Everybody here at CBS is nervous about their jobs. Yes, the ladies at this table will go on and we'll probably find another show if our show, please God, it's not taken
she's
off.
Over.
We'll
she,
always
why is
find
she,
another job.
Hold on.
That's it. That's the end of it.
Who made the rock and roll groupie? Is she the whoopee? That's what Sharon Osbourne is.
Well, Julie Chen is normally the whoopee, but I think it fell to her because Julie wasn't there.
Yeah, she becomes the lead when Julie's
because
God.
You can't give
out
it to Sarah
of
Gilbert.
Her depth.
Sarah Gilbert will frown.
Okay,
always.
Let me just explain how those things
that's
work.
Even
when
more
you awful. Have when you have a major controversy or you have a major crisis,
don't beg for your job.
As Rob and I have lived through.
Yes.
You write it down and you read it. That's what you do. You prepare it because it's important. In this day and age, everybody thinks they can wing it.
And you
everybody
can't.
Thinks that they
you
can
cannot.
Do it without. You got to prep it. You got to think about what you're going to say because it's important. There are a lot of people that are very affected by this whole
yes.
world, and you need to do it that way. It happens. You
Sharon
have to do it that way.
Is... The worst person of that cast to beg for her job.
Yep.
Yes.
You don't look at her and her body of work and her fame and her fortune and say, oh, please, I know that it's probably hard for you to get a job. That's the worst person to do that.
Do you know the one thing that was not mentioned?
What?
The one thing that was not mentioned were the women.
Victims.
Who were victims
yep.
of this guy.
That's true.
And they talk about just sloppy and mishandled.
Selfish.
And
we hope
you know
we can keep our jobs is basically what had happened.
They're going to clean house.
It took about 70 seconds.
CBS is a Goliath. You think they're thinking about the talk right now?
It took
no.
about 70 Nobody seconds is. For her to make it about her. That's really
yeah.
what just that's what you
yeah.
just watched.
Ridiculous. So bad.
But at least
so
they didn't clap
bad.
For that.
Yeah, I know.
So weird.
Can I hear the clap thing one more time? Because it's
yeah,
just so mind-numbingly bad. Oh.
It's a kind of very bittersweet day for a season 9. Yay! And
cheering.
We're about to talk about something that affects everybody's lives here at CBS. And I've never been nervous in my life, but I'm kind of very nervous
that's about
right
her.
Now. As you all know, Julie's husband is in the news. And she's taking off time to be with her family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's some producer. Really, because it's like... Good for Julie. Yep.
All right, so that's what's Woo! Going on in there. I did mention on yesterday's show, couldn't wait for the episode. Glad it did not disappoint. They do a monthly thing on YouTube where people go around the country and they find news bloopers and they do the best bloopers of the month. For August, this really surprised me. They found a string of reporters that mess up their own names.
And I'm Christina Zagami.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Kajal Dashti. I'm Kajal Dashti.
Good morning, 4:30. Welcome to Sunrise. I'm Bill.
What?
You know, people do that to me all the time. They put Ben Hill
because
together.
Yes, I see that.
And I just did it to myself. They can't stop.
Maybe they should clap. They should have a producer clap for them. And let us close with this. I thought it was good. Seth Meyers took a pretty good swing at Ted Cruz last night.
At a campaign rally on Saturday, Senator Ted Cruz said that liberals want Texas to be just like California, right down to tofu and silicone and dyed hair. Really? Ted Cruz, you're coming out against dyed hair? Your hair is so black, it voted against you.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
I love it, dude. All right, there we are. Fantastic. All right, I did it.
I did it.
You did it, Papa.
You did it, Papa.
You
Thanks
did
for,
it.
Joining us for another episode. I'm Bill O'Mara.
Mike, I'm going to stay home tomorrow and spend some time with my family.
Thank you very much. I hope they don't clean house. Yes, Sharon, bye-bye. Please do. Be the first thing they should do. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you got a message for our Tuesday mailbag, it was a good one today. Send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy. It requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.